EMDR patient Christopher D. Meyer, Daimler rather, D-E-M-L-E-R. This is a EMG performed 122-2013. Patient with about 4-6-1954. Clinical information. Patient is 58 years old, right hand dominant Caucasian man who has that bilateral wrist pain, much more so on the left side than the right foot. He has also had numbness, both hands, but he has had multiple injuries in the past. He fractured his wrist in the past. He left wrist in the past. He had left carpal tunnel surgery 5 years ago, but his symptoms have become significantly worse recently. He has had numbness of both arms, especially at night. He has also had neck pain, but he has not had MRI scan of cervical spine in the past. Next radiography examination. He has normal muscle tone, muscle strength, and both upper extremities. Muscle is reflexive, hypoactive. But he reported having increased sensation, hyperesthesia, HYPER, hyperesthesia, and median of distribution bilateral retinals with positive on the left side. First, he had tonic palpation, cervical and scapular area, cervical spine mobility is decreased. Therefore, pulses were present. He had some arthritic changes, especially in the left hand, mostly around the wrist area, however, there was no reason for swelling or acute inflammatory signs. But next paragraph, nerve conduction study, median ulnar radial lumbar test in each upper extremity. Median sensory length is prolonged at 5.1 milliseconds on the right side and 5 milliseconds on the right foot. Ulnar radial sensory is normal. There was prolongation of median FM latencies bilaterally at 38 milliseconds on the left side and 35.1 milliseconds on the right side. But under FM latency was slightly prolonged at 36.1 milliseconds on the left side and normal at 23.8 milliseconds on the right side. But median distal motor latency was 5.1 milliseconds on the left side and 5.6 milliseconds on the right side. Median motor amplitude for normal, median motor conduction loss 50 meters per second on the left side and 49 meters per second on the right side. But under distal motor latency was prolonged at 3.8 milliseconds on the left side with normal amplitude and conduction loss. These are the motor latency and amplitude and conduction loss. These were normal on the right side. But next round of electromyography study. Several muscles were tested in each upper extremity along the peritoneal cervical muscle is mentioned in detail separately. Modern and morphology recruited an interference pattern of a normal lumbar activity was observed and sessional activity was normal. Intranasal parasomal cervical muscle expansion with significant denervation changes. Great next paragraph. Aggression. This study showed evidence of moderate bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. No significant denervation changes were noted in median innervated muscles. He has significant pain in numbness in both hands, which is related to carpal tunnel syndrome and significant osteoarthritis, especially on the left side in the left in the wrist area. Okay. There was also evidence of mild left ulnar neuropathy, which seems to be relatively asymptomatic. But there was evidence of cervical radiculopathy, so he has a significant neck pain. But next paragraph recommendation, the patient will have follow-up with Dr. Eubanks for left wrist pain and carpal tunnel syndrome. He will return this off. He will have MRI scan of cervical spine. He will return this off within 2 months.